So last night we were talking about Avram Avinu's plea on behalf of Sodom, the city of Sodom, the evil city that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning to destroy. And Avram Avinu is pleading on their behalf. And he says, Ulai yesh chamishin tzadikim b'soich ha'ir. Maybe there are 50 righteous people in the city. Are you going to destroy the whole city and not save the city on behalf of the 50 righteous people that are within it? Why does he choose the number 50? After the number 50, he goes down to 45, then 40, 30, 20, and then 10. Rashi says the reason why he chooses these numbers is because there were five cities that were involved. Either Sodom was a metropolitan city and all the five cities were named because of that city, which was the largest one, or because all five cities had one name, Sodom. But either way, we're dealing with five cities. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning to destroy all of these five cities. And Avraham Avinu says that if there are 10 righteous people in each city, we should save all five cities because of those righteous people. In other words, one city would be saved for 10 righteous people that are within it. And then he goes down to 45, which is 9 plus Hashem. Then he goes down to 40, which is 4 cities, 10 for each of 4 cities. Then 30 for 3 cities, 20 for 2 cities, and 10 for 1 city. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban has difficulty with this. Because if you look at the way Avraham Avinu pleads, he seems to be increasing the request with each stage of the request. Meaning that when he goes from 50 to 40, what he's really saying is, I know that 50 is asking a lot. 40 is asking even more. Because look at the language here. He says, first he asks for 50, and then he asks, when he gets to 40, he says, Alma yichal Hashem. Hashem, please don't get angry with me. Va'adabera, let me speak. Maybe you'll find, that's what he says with 30, maybe you'll find 30. So when he goes down, he's asking for a much more difficult request. But says the Ramban, it's not a more difficult request. If 50 is going to save 5 cities, then the same logic that would use 50 to save 5 cities would use 40 to save 4 cities. It's proportionate. It's the severity of the request is equal. So why does he approach the next stage with such trepidation that now I'm going to ask something which is even more difficult? Can you save them if there are 40 people? It's not more difficult. 50 to 5 is the same as 40 to 4. So the Ramban gives an unbelievable answer, which is very difficult to understand how it works. But he says that we see from here that it does not work proportionately. Hashem's justice does not work proportionately. To save five cities for 50 people is not the same as saving 4 cities for 40 people. An increase in proportion, a proportional increase in terms of population, is not equal to a proportional increase in terms of merit. The way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems the merit is very different than the way he deems the size of the population. And to save one city on behalf of 10 people that are within it requires much more merit than to save 5 cities with the 50 people that are within it. Unbelievable. That's what he says. He says, to save, in his language, he says, a major salvation on the behalf of many people requires more than a minor salvation on behalf of few people. That's the way he says it. So I don't know exactly how that works. But he's based on Rashi, the Ramban says that that's a insight that we see, yes? Exactly, and Rashi says exactly. Yes, and Rashi says that's exactly why Avram didn't bother to ask for less than 10, because he saw that it wasn't sufficient for Noach. It's exactly what Rashi says. Very good. Okay, I'll stop here.